Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to be a member of our community, head on over to missionmatters.com and hit community to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. Let me tell you, I've been trying to get this guy on the line for, I don't know, going on 6 months, 7 months. He made some time for us today. We have Benjamin Kogut on the line, and I'm proud to announce that he's launching two things today. His business, first off, which is called Rooster Equity Partners, and also we have a book that we released together. For those of you that have been watching this show or listening for a long time, you know I love promoting authors, their work, and getting the word out. So first off, hey, Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. It's an honor to be here.
Man, Ben, we got a lot of catching up to do today. I'm excited. We're gonna have some fun. And just to get this interview started, we'll kick it off the way that we start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So Ben, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ben, what mission matters to you?
A lot of missions matter to me, in particular right now, community. Taking care of community, being involved in community, and helping people in the community. And that's a lot of communities that I'm a part of. Right now, for my business, it's my investor community, helping investors access quality, risk-adjusted commercial real estate investments. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun teaching people about the benefits of investing in commercial real estate. And it's been a great journey, and it's been fulfilling to help people fulfill their own, you know, financial freedom and wonderful things come with that. And it's really just a fun journey to be on.
So Ben, we're of course going to get into Rooster Equity Partners. And of course, I want to know what you're up to nowadays, but let's go a little bit further back to get us started. So like, how did real estate make its way into your life?
Blessed to have some fantastic mentors in my life who have shown me the benefits of commercial real estate and the life that comes with that. And then beyond that, towards the Mission Matters purpose, being able to utilize the network and the resources and money to be able to give back and help people in the community, both locally and as well as around the world. And so that really is what drives me. I am really proud to be involved in a lot of different nonprofit organizations. And I wouldn't be able to do that had it not been for my mentors who taught me, you know, how to live a life of meaning and be able to give back along the way. And truly, I feel so blessed to be able to do that.
So a lot of different ways that you can be involved in real estate, whether it's, you know, as an individual investor, as a syndicator. I mean, you can be on the sales and service side. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. So real estate's so broad. What I know you for and what I've seen through the years is you working really on the syndication arm of real estate. What drew you to that?
Syndication is, you know, to me, it's like a fancy word for crowdfunding.
Yeah.
And I started as an investor. I, you know, had some money and I was looking for a way to start building towards my own personal financial freedom. And so I made an investment with another syndicator. And then that was kind of like the taste that I just loved and just kind of started learning more. Yeah. And then got to a point where I, you know, had so much experience that I started teaching others about it and then seeing how that impacts their lives. Mm-hmm. And just like, I've made a decision and I just have been going after that and I never look back.
Man, that's great. It's great. And I know one of the things that you've led and the way that you lead with your investors and otherwise is with that education component. So I know you as a teacher, somebody like, and even in the way you answered the question I just asked, well, syndication is just a fancy word for crowdfunding. Like you're always teaching, you're always trying to bring somebody else up, which is one of the things that I admired and admire about you. So going into the education component of things, where do you think like that average investor kind of fails in their education? Like where's that disconnect? Because some people try real estate, they say it didn't work for them, like things like that. Where does the education disconnect happen?
You know, I think that making time for it is challenging, you know, sifting through some of the not great advice. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people who are focused primarily on multifamily, and not to say there's anything wrong with multifamily, but I found that talking and educating people about the triple net side of commercial real estate syndication is really where I get to, you know, you know, excel because there's not as many people talking about and educating about and actually doing those deals. And so I think that that's really just it. Just like being able to, you know, do things like this, to be able to have a platform, to be able to share about what I know personally, which is just like, you know, access to financial freedom. And so that's what I'm preaching. And I think people understand the concept of it, but they just don't necessarily have as much access to this type of information as I'd like to see out there.
Let's talk a little bit about the book here today. So Creating Passive Income Through Commercial Real Estate Investing. What was a lot of things you could have wrote about? Like that's just the bottom line. You've been doing this long enough. You have a wealth of knowledge and expertise. Why this topic? Why now?
It's been a journey. I've been doing commercial real estate for over 20 years. And for the last 5 years, I've really narrowed in on, you know, helping people learn about passive income. Yeah. And then frankly, you inspired me, you know, getting access to coming on podcasts and start sharing. I wasn't really putting a lot of emphasis on that before. I just kind of, you know, do it the old school way, just talking to people. But then when you invited me on the podcast, and then I ended up starting my own podcast and going on a bunch of others and sort of starting to create opportunities, I decided that, you know, hey, it's time to write a book and be able to put something in writing in a form, you know, I got it right here, that I can actually hand to somebody and provide the wisdom that I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to learn from my mentors along the way, and then just through my own experiences. And I just felt like this is a gift that I can literally give to people. And so it's been extremely positive so far. I mean, I've barely, you know, started getting the word out about it, and it has just been, and it's fun. So like, you know, let's have some fun along the way. That's really important.
Yeah. I like that. I like that you mentioned the fun part, because I tell people all the time, I'm like, all right, yeah, okay, there's, you know, we want you promote marketing, that's good. But if you're not having fun with it, there's something wrong. Like, you got to be having fun. Otherwise, it's too hard. Otherwise, it's not worth it. I'm going to pick out a couple things from the book. And for everybody watching, just so you know, we're not going to hit on all of them today, but I'll read some of the themes, and then we'll ask Ben to kind of to delve into a few of them. But I'll kind of go through these briefly. So some of the headlines within Ben's writing. So choosing goals, due diligence, cash now or cash later, diversify, invest as a lender, ground up development, build to rent, syndications, tax advantages. So these are all different themes and topics that Ben wrote about within the book. But just to get us started in the book side of things, Ben, choosing goals. I thought it was interesting that you started there with your writing, but then I was like, man, isn't that where it all starts in the first place in anything you want to do?
Yeah, it's definitely what I think is where I'd like to start a conversation, especially with someone that's new to this world of commercial real estate investing, or new to me in particular. Yeah. And so I'm not the sales kind of guy that just wants to start pushing something down your throat. Like, that's never been my style. I'm more just like to come at it from what are your goals? Because like from there, then we know which direction to go. Otherwise, you know, like every individual investor has different goals. And so let's start with the fundamentals. And so I wanted to share a little bit about my thoughts on how to approach that, because sometimes people, you know, they don't really know what their goals are. Yeah. And so that's one of my favorite things, is to be able to sit down and have that conversation and learn together and then come up with a plan.
Now, you've worked with through the years hundreds of investors, and some of them watching this, they're going to be more, you know, advanced. Some of them are going to be just starting, and they may even have gotten tripped up a little bit on that word you used earlier, which is triple net lease, which we won't go that far into that part of the conversation today. But give us a little bit of maybe behind the scenes of how you normally have or start out that conversation with maybe a new investor that's maybe new investor to you, or hey, maybe new investor altogether.
Well, I have, first of all, I created some educational content so I can provide that to them. And then in addition to this book, and so that way they can come to the table with a foundation of, you know, basic terminology, because I prefer to start not at, you know, ground zero, so that way they can on their own time learn some on their own. And then we can come to the table with that basic foundation of understanding and knowledge, and then kind of grow from there. But really, it's very personalized. It just, you know, depends on the individual. Luckily, I'm a pretty patient person, so that's fine. I'm not really concerned about, you know, where they're at on their journey. It's just more of like, you know, having a like-minded, you know, core values and figuring out together what the best path forward would be for them and their family at that point in time.
So Rooster Equity Partners. So first off, congratulations on launching this new venture. Again, you're not new in real estate. You've been doing this a long time, like you mentioned, over 20 years, but this is a new firm that you've launched. So first off, hey man, I just want to say congrats. That's never easy. Congrats on launching. I saw the website. It looks amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a journey just to get here. I took some time off to come up with the vision and the mission and Mission Matters. And took a lot to get to this point. And it's just like so fulfilling. It's been so positive. The more I share it with people, I'm really excited. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what your aim is to focus on with Rooster Equity Partners. Like what's the focus in terms of deals and deal flow that you're looking at?
So first I want to just throw out real quick, why Rooster?
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, Rooster Equity.
A lot of people are like Rooster. Well, there's a few reasons why Rooster. First of all, so my last name is Kogut, Kogut, and I am my great great grandparents are Polish, and Kogut is Polish for rooster.
Ah.
So I just didn't really want to call it Capital. And so I thought, you know, Rooster, it's a little bit different. You know, most people out there are like da-da-da Capital or Rock This or This Tree or whatever. And I was like, you know, I don't want to just do something. I want to do something that stands out a little bit differently. I talked to a friend of mine that's a patent attorney, and he's like, that space is wide open. There is, you know, no Rooster Equity. I got the domain. And, you know, then I started doing some research on symbolism around the rooster, and basically every culture that I could find had some very positive symbolism around the rooster. And so I thought, okay, well, from a branding and marketing perspective, you know, we can have some fun with that. And so, and then you can imagine all the different, you know, metaphors with, you know, nest egg and early rising, awesome. And, you know, like the C word, which I don't know if already.
I like the nest egg. That's great. I can already see the commercial. That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
And the logo looks great. I'm looking at it over your head. Like the logo's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. So there's the logo. There's my puppy and there's our book right here. So getting back to it.
Thank you for sharing that, by the way, because I was wondering about the name and where the name came from. So what areas are you going to focus on with the company? Like, tell us a little bit more about the investing side of things.
So I started an investor club where people can go to roosterequity.com, join the investor club. And within that, they'll have access to quite a bit of different investment opportunities that are private and, you know, typically, so what kind of deals are we doing? So my personal background has been investing in triple net investment properties. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're starting. So these are deals that they're stabilized, they're cash flowing. Mm-hmm. They typically have great tenants that are, you know, occupying the space with great lease terms. And we're typically structuring them to make monthly distributions starting right away. Mm-hmm. So you'll start seeing passive income that, you know, has all the benefits that you can think of. So there's that side of it. In this particular environment, we're at the end of 2023 going into 2024. The lending market is challenging, to say the least, which creates opportunities. And so I am seeing a bunch of opportunities to partner with some friends of mine who have some specialty lending opportunities. The word pref equity is one of the opportunities that we're pursuing, where we can get incredibly great, you know, passive income, great returns with, you know, I wouldn't say no risk, because there's always risk no matter what, but incredibly risk adjusted. Like I really can hardly find where the risk would be. I mean, so many things have to go off for there to be any risk. And then, so like, that's really what I'm doing. And then on top of that, another, you know, path that I'm pursuing is I have in my network many friends who have incredible track records. They have deals and deal flow, and they may or may not have the time or the resources to raise the equity. And so they're calling on me at Rooster Equity and they're saying, hey, Ben, I got this deal. Can you help me raise capital for it? And so I will negotiate preferred terms, just some really, you know, great terms. And then my investors in my investor club, they'll have access and they'll have the option on whether or not they want to invest in those particular projects. And so it's, you know, we're hoping to do our first deal in the first quarter next year. That's the goal for this particular new venture. And, you know, I've already, you know, over the last 5 years, I raised like $110 million from around 300 different investors in this similar type of model. And I've personally invested in 45 of these projects, and I plan on continuing to invest alongside my investors. And, you know, it warms my heart to be able to help my investors, my friends who, you know, are looking for a great place to allocate their, you know, their hard-earned money. And then I have another batch of, you know, great friends who are great commercial real estate operators, and they're looking for, you know, great investors. And so I'm in a blessed position to be able to, you know, kind of put the two and two together.
Maybe tell us a little bit about just the market overall, what's going on, and like, and any geographies maybe that you're looking at, or types of properties or otherwise, just to give the, I mean, just give the, you know, potential investors that are watching this a flavor for your thought process and what goes into making deals.
Yeah, I am seeing a lot of opportunity. I mean, with the slowdown in the market, there really creates a tremendous amount of opportunity. Let's focus maybe on the triple net space, because that's where most of my experience is. The triple net business is still extremely strong. There's a lot of capital that's in the market and sitting on the sidelines. Cap rates have come up a little bit, but not to dive too much into cap rates, but you know, it's an important metric in the commercial real estate business. But in certain asset classes, it's still strong as ever. You know, without getting too much into like suburban office, I mean, that's in the news and it's definitely a struggle. So that's not an area that I'm really involved in personally. Medical office is strong. You know, there's a lot of restaurants that are strong right now. And yeah, I've been seeing some opportunities as well up the chain in cold storage. So there's a huge amount going on. It's basically just a big industrial box that's frozen inside. Yep.
Oh yeah. Our company produces the Cool Times podcast. So a big shout out to them. So I'm actually familiar with the space.
Exactly. So there is a ton of opportunity. And then same thing on the pref equity or the mezz debt side. We're seeing great companies that, you know, they have their money involved in certain projects. And because the banking environment is so challenging right now, they're looking for alternative ways to raise capital and to access capital. And so that's a opportunity that I'm seeing a lot of right now as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I feel like, well, going into the holidays, so you mentioned wanting to, you know, put together some deals in Q1. I know when we're recording this, December 14th, 2023. So we're just heading into the holidays. But that being said, I mean, give us a little bit of your vision, like 2024 and beyond. Like, tell us, I loved, and I'll tell you why I asked this question, Ben. Because I love being on the front end. I love making these announcements. I love other entrepreneurs and when they launch these ventures, when they launch their companies and ventures. So when you watch this five years and you look back and you're like, oh, I remember that. I was just having that. What's your vision going forward? Let's dream a little.
Good question. I am visualizing starting with the first deal. So like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. One deal at a time. I think the capital raise will be somewhere between $1 and $3 million on whatever that particular equity need is. And I would, in a perfect world, I'd like to do a deal every month or a deal every other month. Yeah. So have regular opportunities for the investors in my investor club to, you know, put their capital to work and then growing a team, you know, bringing people on board who are also passionate about helping others and, you know, giving back to the community and educating and all the fun things that come with that. And then it's a good question. Beyond that, you know, I do have a 20-year mentality with the start of this company. So I think that it's just going to just be a slow, like I'm not in a rush. I'm trying to be slow, methodical, yeah. and set up all the systems in place so that it could be scalable. Mm-hmm. And so that at the end of the day, what's most important is that I take care of my investors. Yeah. And so building those relationships and making sure that I have the back end to be able to take care of them is really what's most important. And I think I pretty much have all that set up. I mean, it's always going to be room for improvement, but luckily I spent a lot of time and money getting it all set up. And so yeah. now we're here we are. So letting the world know that.
I love it, man. This is awesome. I love it. I'm happy to be a part of this. I'm happy to bring this to our audience and to continue to spread the word of what you're doing. So I think it's awesome. And again, great name again, Rooster. I'm in for it. That being said, if somebody's watching or listening to this and they want to follow up and they want to learn more about your investor club, or they want to follow you, or just, you know, follow the journey in general, like how do they do that?
Well, at roosterequity.com, first of all, I have an opportunity where you could download this as an ebook. So go ahead and check that out. So that's probably the best, you know, then at Ben Kogut on all the socials to keep up with me socially. And yeah, just really honored and grateful to get to connect with anybody in your audience and have a relationship.
That's awesome. And for everybody listening or watching this is not the last time you're going to hear or see a Ben. We got a whole lot more to do, and we're just getting started on promoting this book as well. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or tuning into an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, their vision, the reason behind that mission, and really what motivates them, what gets them excited to go out into the market and into the world and to make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Ben, again, thank you so much for coming on the show and making some time for us. So happy and proud and excited to launch this book with you. And then, of course, to see you take Rooster Equity Partners live. So thanks again for coming on.
Thanks so much, Adam. It's been an honor and a pleasure.